Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, DBJ was with us earlier. Ken Ogandra joins us now. University of Miami women's volleyball coach. They are going to the NCAA tournament. They will be playing in Gainesville against South Alabama. Coach, congratulations on going to the NCAA tournament. Great job. So congrats on that.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's been an awesome year with an awesome group, and we're very excited for what's next.
When you have a season like this where you go to the NCAA tournament, what do you think it means for your program? What kind of impact does it have on your program?
Well, it's what we strive for. You know, we want to get to this point where this is the norm and the what happens every year. And it takes a lot of work, and it's getting tougher and tougher to get to this position. So we value it, and we're going to make the most of it. And I want our girls to learn all about it and what it takes to be here. It's an honor, and we're super excited.
10th time the University of Miami has gone to the NCAA tournament. Your fifth appearance to the NCAA tournament. As you mentioned, you just mentioned a little bit what you would tell your team. You've got the experience of being there. How will it be different from the regular season, and how do you communicate that to your players?
Yeah, that's a good question. And every year you get a chance to do this, and it's all about preparing your team for what's coming. I think we all get a little better. You know, this group has maybe two of our players have had tournament experience with two of our transfers, but it's all new to them. And I thought we have done a good job during the season of recognizing moments that may be useful down the road, just mostly all about managing emotions and understanding how difficult things were out there at times, and we were able to succeed, and how the value of training and putting yourself in those positions. But they have no idea, and I'm excited and ready to help them. But I think they're ready. It's a good group. They have good focus, and they've been training really well.
You have to go to Gainesville. Does that make it – I know you had hoped to host, but you're going up to Gainesville, the rival Florida Gators. Does that make it even more interesting?
Yeah, we have a match before. I don't want to get too far ahead. We have South Alabama before, which it turns out to be, as you know, the most important match of the year coming up. But, you know, at the end of the day, we feel like we did everything we had to do. We won as many games as we could. We had some tough matches down the stretch, and we were ready for whatever came our way. So if it's at Florida, we're ready for Florida. If it was somewhere else, we would have been equally prepared. But there's a little bit about, you know, in-state rivalry, and, you know, we have not beaten them, and I feel like we're better prepared this year than ever. So we're excited.
What do you know about South Alabama, and what will carry you through this tournament?
Yeah, they are obviously they've won a lot of games. They're a very confident group. I'm still working on the film, but they earned their right to go to the tournament. So we're addressing them as such opponent, and we'll be ready for them. And I'm sorry, the second part of your question?
When you go into a tournament like this, what are some of the things that you need to have happen to carry you through it?
Yeah, Joe, and that's kind of what we're trying to build throughout the year. You know, obviously the skills, you know, there's some skills that you have to be good at before you beat anybody. You don't beat yourself. But also develop some routines that manage a lot of this stuff that's coming our way. You know, the travel, the emotion, the hype. and just teach them, make sure they know how to focus on the right stuff and disconnect and handle school and all these other distractions that may come in the way. But hopefully we've done a good job during the season to help him manage his things, and then it's going to be about them and performing their skills to their ability. I'm very confident with the group we have.
Yeah, I was also going to ask you, you know, you're playing inside the ACC, those are high-level matches with a lot of pressure. That certainly has to help you once you get to the postseason.
Definitely, and we, you know, we play three really good teams in Georgia Tech, Louisville, and Pittsburgh, and then we had a really tough road trip with two other tournament teams in Florida State, at Florida State, and at UNC. You know, obviously two tough venues to win, and we were able to win both of those matches, and there were tournament quality matches, you know, really intense and even matches. So I think those are the type of matches we have to tap onto as we move forward.
I have to ask you this, away from your matchups, Louisville goes into this thing 28-0. That's kind of ridiculous, right? How good of a season has Louisville had? I mean, undefeated, doesn't get much better than that, but this is really impressive, is it not?
Yeah, definitely. They're a really good team. They'll make a lot of errors. They can beat you different ways. They're very diverse offense. A little bit more experience. You know, I think they have if I'm not mistaken, most of them are seniors except for a couple kids. So they've shown that maturity, and they had a good year last year and the year before. So they've learned from all those experiences we were talking before, and but they're a legit team, and same with Georgia Tech and Pittsburgh. So I know there's a lot of good teams around the country. There's a lot of good athletes coming up the ranks, so the talent is out there, and I think we're on to something special in this game. I think you're going to see really high-level volleyball at a younger age, and the sport is going the right direction for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's a blast to watch. You had five players named All-ACC, first time more than four players have earned All-ACC since 2012 when six players earned the honor, so I know you're proud of your players for their recognition.
It's awesome, and somebody we remind them, you know, they all want to be good team players, and I remind them, hey, the best way of a good team is when we have a bunch of good players, you know, so let's get at it. And to get that recognition in such a tough year for the or good year for the conference is a compliment to them, obviously.
Also, I think when you have a successful team, any successful team has something they can hang their hat on, something that represents their identity. And I see the stat where you hold opponents to a 186 hitting percentage, second lowest in the ACC. Explain why that is so important to your squad and why that's worked out that well this year.
Yeah, and I hope to have the answer to all of that. But I knew when we were losing Lisa Mukianova, she's our main point scorer last year, we had to be a different type of team. And there was a couple things. Offensively, we had to make sure we lower our errors. We didn't have all this offensive production that she gave us, so we want to make sure that we were more efficient. So we try to lower our percentage of errors. And then defensively, I felt like we had a chance to be better with some of these DSs that were finding time on the court. And so we invested quite a bit and in a different way. And it was mostly these conversations about how important it was. And that's kind of when I knew we had a really good team, because it wasn't so much about the type of activity we were doing in practice. It was the conversations and the value we put into things and how they were getting the work done. So it's been a great year for us defensively, maybe our best year ever in all phases, you know, serve, pass, and dig. And it's been huge for us.
When you and your staff, coach, break down your opponent, and you've had great coaching success, What are the things that you want to emphasize to your team? Is it when you go on and look at your opponent, are you trying to emphasize the things that you do well or pick apart the things your opponent doesn't do well?
Both. You know, we want to mostly focus on our offensive game plan and do the things that we do well often, obviously, and understand what we're not great at. And then and then find the ideal distribution of sets, if you will. I could set one player all the time, and that's going to be successful if she's good. But if I maybe lower that percentage, then she's going to be way more efficient because this distribution factor and the unknown. And then at some point, we're going to start attacking their weaknesses. So we evaluate their blockers and we categorize them by their abilities or the system, and then we know how to operate with those tendencies, you know. So that's the offensive side. Defensively, we look for their trends as a team and individual. And, when they pass well, they serve receive well, when they're comfortable, and obviously when they're in trouble. And we try to take away what they're good at and make them come up with really good shots. And at some point, it becomes about that. Who can hang in there and make good plays for the longer amount of time? You know, great plays don't win the game. It's just good plays over time. So
I would think,
but it's really fun.
I would also think, correct me if I'm wrong, but boy, mental toughness in your sport for a team, right? Because these things go three sets. You could win the first one, have to hold on, or have to battle from behind, whatever the case might be. The ebbs and flows, the peaks and valleys in volleyball, you really have to be able to withstand it, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think every sport requires that. But it's at some point you're aware of what is required for your team to win or for you to have a good game, and that becomes it. And you just get after it, and you kind of have to understand the circumstances before you and not let that influence how you do it. So it's not like I'm better when things are tough. It's just you understand when things are tough and you can still be good. So it's just managing that state of or situation and just understanding that it can't keep you from doing what you're supposed to do. You know, a missed serve before at the beginning of the game is as bad as at the end of the game. But everybody remembers when you miss the game, the serve at the end of the game. And it's really a point at any point. So it's just understanding your role and how tough it is to be good in all conditions and being, you know, embracing that.
How much joy was there in the room when your team saw their name up on that list to go to the NCAA tournament?
It was awesome. We were in the IPF, and it's a huge space, as you know. We had it on the giant screen. We had some fans and friends, some of the staff that helps us throughout the year, and it was we loved every minute of it. And as loud as we yell, it was kind of it was hard to hear in that space, but it's just we felt really good about our position, and we've obviously had mixed feelings about not hosting, but we were now we're ready to go.
Yeah. Thursday, 4:30 in Gainesville against South Alabama. We'll keep an eye on University of Miami Women's Volleyball in the NCAA tournament. Really happy for you. I know how much work you put into this, how much pride you have being the head coach of the University of Miami. And congratulations on what's been a wonderful journey so far, and keep it going.
Thank you, Joe, and I appreciate all your support, and I look forward to coming back on the show hopefully next week.
Yeah, I hope so, Coach. I might be the good luck charm.
For sure.
If you play the Gator, I have to figure out how if I can get up there. But if I'm the good luck charm, I might have to go to the next round.
You're on.
Okay,
thank
Coach.
You.
All right, appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Coach Ken Ogundra joining us. When we come back, Katie Meyer will be with us as we continue right here on the Hurricane Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.